Egypt has a new leader in place today. Mohamed Morsi is spending his first full day as the country's president. He is Egypt's first Islamist head of state. Merritt Kennedy has this profile from Cairo.
The day before his inauguration, Morsi addressed a huge crowd in Cairo's Tahrir Square, the epicenter of the revolution that ousted his predecessor, Hosni Mubarak.
I am standing before you, the Egyptian people, those who voted for me, those who opposed me. I am yours.
Nathan Brown, a professor at George Washington University, says that Morsi's image and personal history are very different than previous presidents.
He really comes from the outside. He comes from a much more modest background. He really seems to be, you know, the sort of stodgy, fairly conservative Egyptian from the provinces that most people would recognize very easily as a man down the street.
Morsi has spent most of his career as an engineering professor at Egyptian universities and at California State Northridge. Brown says that although Morsi has long been a central figure in the Muslim Brotherhood, he kept largely out of the spotlight until recently. He was the Brotherhood's backup candidate for the presidency, only emerging to contest and then win the election after the group's first choice was disqualified. Just moments after the voting ended, the ruling military council, or SCAF, dramatically reduced the president's authority in a constitutional addendum. Walid El-Haddad, a senior member of the Brotherhood's political party, says that Morsi's first challenge as president will be to try to get those powers back.
I think Mohamed Morsi will deal with this issue in a political way, not a hard confrontation with the SCAF.
The struggle between the military and the Brotherhood will play out as Morsi works to convince Egyptians that he is able to unite the country after his narrow victory at the polls. He's made several gestures already, such as promising to appoint a woman and a Coptic Christian as vice presidents and resigning as head of the Muslim Brotherhood's political arm. Again, analyst Nathan Brown.
I think it will be absolutely critical for his legitimacy to be somebody who is not simply pursuing the organizational aims of the Brotherhood, but to have something like the broader national interest in mind.
Considering his long history with the Brotherhood, a group that is popular but polarizing, many are skeptical about whether he will actually distance himself from the organization, like Mohamed Abu Hamid, a liberal politician.
He has advanced within its ranks until he became one of the leaders of the group. This means that he's not only a member, but is fully indoctrinated with their thoughts, beliefs, and principles.
Abu Hamid says he's concerned Morsi will put his party's Islamist agenda ahead of the national interest, but Morsi's initial policy plans focus on practical issues most Egyptians can agree on, rather than more controversial religious or cultural issues. Walid El-Haddad outlines the new president's 100-day plan.
5 files. Number 1 is security. Number 2, traffic. Number 3, fuel. Number 4, the waste. Number 5, bread.
Nathan Brown says Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood colleagues know they'll have to hit the ground running.
But they knew they would have to prove themselves very quickly. And they also knew that this is a society that is poor, that is in the middle of economic crisis, and that is looking not for grand slogans, but for very, very practical answers.
Amid a turbulent political environment, Egyptians are waiting to see whether Morsi will have the power and the political will to make good on his promises. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.